I don't have to do this, you know? I don't have to kneel here, wearing nothing but that collar and leash you gave me, and the smile. Looking up at you with that knowing, playful glint in my eyes, the same sort that I see in your own. I do love your eyes. And the rest of you, from what I can see. God, you are delicious. I know I don't need to offer myself like this for either of us to be satisfied. I know we go back and forth, submitting, dominating, cuddling, playing our little games, taking turns, as it were. I know I'm just as sure and as confident as you are. I could easily turn the tables of our little game if I wanted to, but I don't. Because I love you, and I trust you, and to be honest, I want this too. So tonight, I'm all yours. That's right, my darling. Tonight is all about you. You give so much at your job, to your friends, to me. That's why tonight I want you to take from me, be it my mouth, with my warm lips and hot tongue, or my loving arms. Offering a tender and gentle embrace, leading down to my hands and their soft but unwavering grip, or my pussy with its heat and throbbing need, and my eager clit yearning for your touch, or maybe all of the above. After all, they're all yours tonight. But you already know all of this, don't you? I see you coming over with that gorgeous smile that lights up your eyes. So mischievous and seductive. What's that in your hand? Oh, a blindfold. Something else to my already limited attire. You slip it about my eyes, securing it as the world goes dark to me, and you kiss me passionately and send shivers down my spine, and as you caress my face, I can't help but smile widely with anticipation. This moment between us is only broken by the gentle tug on my collar, gently, and I know we're heading towards the bedroom nearby. On hands and knees, I obediently follow along. Thanking God we splurged on the plush carpeting. We come to a stop. I hear you sit on the edge of the bed. I know what comes next. That little tug on the leash is all I need. I'll inch forward, searching blind for your leg, until I bump into your thigh, kissing. My way along, my hands running along your taut, hard muscles, up the softer skin of your inner thighs, relishing the feeling as touch, sound, and taste are my world now. I can tell by your gasps and soft groans that I'm getting close. My mouth draws close to your most private place. That and how I can hear your hands gripping the bedclothes. And then reaching out for my hair. And your scent. I can smell your body. That musky scent mingled with your cologne drives my hunger, makes me wet, and causes my mouth to salivate at the thought of tasting you. Oh, yes, sir. Put your hands on the back of my head. Tug that leash a bit to direct me in place. Take my hair in your hands as my hot breath sweeps mere inches from your hard cock. I don't need my sight to know how close I am to my prize. My hands are resting on your thighs. God, I want to taste it so bad. May I, sir? May I suck your cock? I ask with heavy breath, so eager. I want to devour you. But I want to be your good girl tonight. And how could I be one without my manners? Oh. But you want to play with me? All right, sweetheart. I'll play along. I'll be good for you. I'll beg. Please. Please, may I suck your cock, sir? I want to taste you so badly. I need it. Please. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Yes, I love your cock. I feel your hands on my head, one holding onto my hair gently, the other stroking approvingly as I begin, licking slowly around your cock with my tongue. Kissing around you gently. You taste divine. With you hard like this, and those moans I hear, I can tell. You won't last long. I gotta get back to work. Yeah. Taking the tip of you into my mouth. And sucking gently. I can feel your hand forming a fist, gripping my hair firmly, pushing almost subconsciously for me to stay there, to keep my lips sliding up and down, hungrily reaching further for more of you. I can feel my nipples grazing against you as you begin to move your hips to my rhythm, needfully to the attentions of my hot tongue, lips, and breath. Don't worry, my darling. I'm here for what you need. My hands gently cup and stroke your balls as I moan with delight. I can tell by your movements, your groans and moans. And how hard you are in my mouth. You're going to come at any moment now. Come for me, darling. Don't hold back. I want it as badly as you need it. Thank you, sir. I say as you stroke my hair gently, while I smile and lovingly lick and kiss all about your cock, savoring you as I would a delicious meal. I'd ask for seconds, sweetheart, but I can tell you have other plans. I feel you slowly move away from my mouth, hear you swing your legs as you lie down on the bed. I wait patiently, my nipples hard and my pussy wet with desire for you. I hear no command, but feel my collar being pulled slightly. Hearing the chain wind about your fist slowly as I crawl up onto the bed. My knees and hands pressing into the plush top of our bed alongside of you. Feeling you guide me along my path. One of my hands tracing along your body. My mouth reaching down to kiss you. All the way. Up your body, lingering to kiss your mouth. Our tongues meeting in delicious heat, my full breasts and hard nipples resting against your chest as I revel in your soft groans. I'm only broken away by your tug once more on the leash, and your strong hands reaching down for my hips. You can smell my desire. Feel the heat radiating off of me as you raise me up and bring my pussy close to your face. You can feel how wet I am for you as you let your fingers gently trace along my pussy. I can't help but instinctively flex my hips slowly to follow your fingers. God. I want your tongue inside me right now. But I have to remind myself, this is all about you tonight. You're in control. I'll just have to wait and obey. And be your good girl. And with that, I feel your fingers cease their dance, and your other hand giving my ass a sharp, playful spank. As both of your strong hands move onto my hips, and I can feel your hot breath between my legs. Before you tell me firmly to lift up my blindfold. And as my sight is returned to me, I look down at you and those beautiful eyes, your face beaming with delight and that playful grin. Any other parts of me that you need tonight, sir?